Glad to be back with you to finish what we started about a month ago.
非常高兴有机会能够回到大家中间，把我们上次一个月之前讲的内容把它完成。
You know how you're working on a project at the house and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger?
你知道有时候你在家里做一个工程的时候就会越搞越大。
And so the more you find in this project, the more you begin to dig.
发现的越多就想越深入。
And the more you dig, the more that needs to be unpacked.
你越深入的时候就越想把更多的东西要打开。
And that's kind of what happened with this sermon that I'm trying to preach this morning.
这就是上次我来大学城华人圣经教会讲到的这个结果。
I started with just wanting to pull out a few traits from David about how he was a leader after God's own heart.
我一开始只是想从大卫的身上能够让我们省察作为合神心意的领袖的一些品格。
And the number of traits just kept coming and kept coming.
结果这些品格就让我发现了越来越多的品格。
My confession is, it's not the first sermon that I should have split into two parts, but thankfully for you, it's the first time I actually split a sermon into two parts.
我必须承认这不是我今生第一次应该把一个讲道分成两部分，但是感谢主，这是我真正的第一次把一个讲道分了两个部分。
So I wanted to just, by way of reminder, to show you some of the things that we talked about last time that we were together.
那我作为回顾，我想讲一下上次我们讲的合神心意的领袖的一些特质和品格。
So last time we talked about six different traits of a leader after God's own heart.
上次我们谈到合神心意的领袖应该有六种品格。
And if these weren't challenging enough, I still found quite a number more, but I want to talk about four of them this go around.
就算这些还不够挑战的话，那么我又发现了四个，那我来今天我想跟大家分享。
So let's jump back into where we left off last month and learning what it looks like to be, to step up and to be available as a dilingja.
那我们首先来回顾一下上次我们所讲的怎么样成长成为一个领袖。
But before we start, I want to acknowledge a comment from our discussion after last sermon.
我开始之前我特别想感谢上次讲道中讨论的时候的一个评论。
Last time, Su Chin said that seeing biblical examples of leadership is really helpful, but we also need to see some examples from leaders in our own modern times.
上次陈长老说到这个你从圣经中所记载的这些领袖们当然是对我们很有帮助了，但是我们需要我们这个时代的例子和教导。
So the next time I'm with you, I'm hoping to discuss some personal lessons of leadership from my own life and how God has used the scriptures to help me derive these principles.
所以今天当我和大家再次在一起的时候，我希望能够结合我自己作为教会领袖的历程，分享一些个人的经验和教训，和神是怎样帮助我得出这些原则的。
But first we have to finish this really incredible story of David.
但首先让我们来看看大卫这个精彩的故事。
As we head into this first scene, this first aspect of David's life, we need to be clear about where we are in David's history, in his story.
当我们开始进入第一个场景的时候，我们需要清楚我们在讲述大卫的故事的哪一个部分。
If you remember, Saul is still plotting to kill David to preserve his own kingdom that God had taken away.
你可能会记得，这个时候扫罗已经要计划杀害大卫，以保全他的王国。而这个王国呢，神已经把他从他的手里拿去了。
And David has just had to leave his best friend Jonathan, knowing that he wasn't going to be able to see him again.
大卫刚刚离开了他最要好的朋友约拿单，知道他可能一生都不可能再见到他。
So, David flees Saul, and he's counting on God alone to provide the two things that he needs the most, protection and provision.
大卫从扫罗那里逃跑，他期待神能为他提供两项最重要的事情，一个是物质的供应，另外一个是对他身家的保护。
And both of them seem a little bit hard to find in the, for David.
这两点似乎都很难寻求到。
So this very first trait we're going to talk about is my favorite on the list today, but it's not one that we would emulate exactly like David.
那我们今天所讲的这个品格，就是我今天要讲，作为我个人来讲是最喜欢的一个品格。 但是这并不是要我们每一个人都选择和大卫一模一样的去模仿这个。
So to be a leader after God's own heart, it's a leader who is resourceful in stressful times.
作为一个合神心意的领袖，在艰难之中需要能够足智多谋。
As David flees from Saul's earnest attempts to kill him, he realizes that he has very few resources for his journey.
当大卫从这个扫罗竭尽全力的要杀害他的图谋下逃脱的时候，他意识到在这个逃亡的旅程上，他几乎没有什么资源。He
doesn't have anything to eat, and he has no weapon to protect himself, and he has no clear place to run and hide.
他没有东西吃，也没有武器保护他自己，更没有藏身之地。So
as David runs, he stops off at a town called Nob, which is a city designed for the priests to live and be trained.
当大卫逃亡的时候，他过了一个叫挪伯的小城。这个城市是一个祭司之城，是作为祭司培训的和生活的地方。And
this is where David picks up some food, some bread, and also a sword.
从这里他拿了一些供给，一些面包和一把食物和一把剑。
But it wasn't just an everyday sword.
但这不是随便的一把剑。
This is actually Goliath's sword.
这是哥利亚的那把剑。
And there was only one direction that David could run from his enemy Saul.
那当现在他逃跑的时候，他只有一个方向，这就是逃到另外一个敌人那里去，就是加德那里去。
And that was towards other enemies.
那这个方向是扫罗的敌人的方向，那也就是逃往另外一个敌人，也就是加特非利士那人那里。
So read with me in 1 Samuel chapter 21 about the aspect of this story here.
我们一起读撒母耳记上21章。
Said, and David rose and fled that day from Saul and went to Achish the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing to one another of him in dances? Saul has struck down his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And David took these words to heart and was much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them and pretended to be insane in their hands and made marks on the door and the gate and let the spittle run down his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, behold, you see this man is mad. Why then have you brought him to me? Do I lack madmen that you have brought this fellow to behave as a madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?
那么我们一起读中文。那日大卫起来，躲避扫罗，逃到加特王雅吉那里。雅吉的臣仆对雅吉说，这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那里的妇女跳 唱和，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？大卫讲这话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王雅吉，就在众人面前改变了寻常的举动，在他手下装疯，假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡乱胡写乱画，使唾沫留在我胡须上。雅吉对臣仆说：“你们看，这人是疯子，为什么带他
Think about what's happening here. David has previously changed the direction of a nation by killing Goliath.
想想这里发生了什么事情？大卫以前因为打败了哥利亚而改变了以色列民族的命运。
And he did this when Saul would not do it. He refused to fight Goliath.
他这样做，他做到了，但扫罗却做不到。扫罗拒绝和哥利亚作战。
And now David ventures down to Goliath's hometown, carrying Goliath's own sword.
那他现在不得不逃往到哥利亚的这个故乡，手上还拿着他的宝剑。
In many ways, there's no clearer sign that David's right to be king.
应该说没有什么比这个宝剑更能证明他作为以色列王的资格了。
The sword in his hand proved not only that he was better than Saul, but that he was also better than Goliath, better than the best of the opposing nations.
他手中的宝剑就证明他比扫罗或者是敌国中任何的人都要更强大。
But instead of debating his rights based on his merits, David chose to act as if he had gone crazy, not to be drawn into trouble.
但是大卫没有用他的资历为他的权利而辩护，他选择装疯而不要惹上麻烦。
In some ways, David was willing to let go of his reputation to make sure that he could still secure his God-given future.
从某种意义上说，大卫愿意让自己的名誉受损，而能保证他能够得到神所应许的未来。
Now, I'm not saying that we as leaders should go around acting like somebody that we're not.
当然我不是在说我们作为领袖应该到处去装作和我们身份不相符合的人。
Especially someone who's crazy.
尤其是到处装疯。
But there is a sense of David's quickness of action, and there's a humility of character that allowed David to survive that day.
但我们可以看到大卫他迅速的行动和他谦卑的品格使大卫那一天能够存活下来。
And I think buried deep in that story, there's a nugget of truth that we can ponder.
我想在这个故事的深层有一个需要我们思考的真理。
So often as we follow the Lord, we desire to be seen as in control.
经常我们在跟随神的过程中，我们喜欢被看作我们能够控制局势。
But if our reputation is our most important value, we can miss a lot of opportunities where the Lord might want to take us.
但如果我们把这个我们的声誉看作是最重要的东西，我们往往会失去神带领我们所去的方向。
So here's a question to think about.
这里是一个我们需要思考的问题。
Whether professionally or even in our relational communities, are we willing to be wholly misunderstood to keep God's calling in the forefront of our energies and goals?
对，在我们不论是在我们专业生涯中，还是在我们社区当中，我们是否愿意因为我们把神的呼召放在首位，而倾尽所能，因为这个而被误解？
Sometimes I find that most of my energy is moving towards managing my own reputation instead of focusing on what God wants to accomplish in my life.
有时候我发现我自己会花大量的时间去让在意别人怎么看我，而不是在意我和神之间的关系。
And I think that in some ways this trait is related to the second aspect of David being a leader after God's own heart.
这从某种意义上讲，这个品格在很大的程度上和大卫作为合神心意的领袖另一个品格也是比较相关的。
Because a leader after God's own heart is a leader who's not afraid to worship God publicly.
一个合神心意的领袖应该不惧怕公开敬拜神。
The context for the second trait moves the timeline beyond Saul's death.
那么这个第二个品格的背景是在扫罗死了以后。
And it happens at a time just after David has finally been coronated as king, first over Judah, in chapter 2 of 2 Samuel, and then the rest of Israel in chapter 5.
这个时候大卫终于被加冕为王，首先是在第二章里在犹大，然后是在第五章里在整个以色列，他被加冕成为国王。
And as part of the overall celebration, David wanted to move the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem.
作为整个庆祝的一部分，大卫想要把约柜挪回耶路撒冷。
He wanted to do this to symbolize that the presence of God was his foundation for this new kingdom.
他之所以想这么做，是因为这代表了神的同在是他做王的根基。
And when the ark finally arrived, David threw a really big party.
当这个约柜终于抵达的时候，大卫开了一个全国性的盛会。
He did this so that the nation could celebrate the reconsecration of the kingdom being united.
他之所以这样做是想要庆祝这个以色列国不仅是重新统一，而且是统一一起来侍奉神。
But more than just sitting back and watching it happen, David got personally involved.
但是他不仅他作为一个领袖，不仅是坐在那里呆呆的坐在那里去参加这个活动，而是亲自的参加了这个庆典。Read
with me in 2 Samuel 6.
我们来读一下撒母耳记下第六章。
Said, and David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a horn. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德，在耶和华面前极力跳舞，这样大卫和以色列的全家欢呼吹角，将耶和华的约柜抬上来。耶和华的约柜进了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看，见大卫在耶和华面前踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。Admittedly,
there's a lot going on with David and his wife Michal.
我们知道这个不得不说这个大卫和他妻子米甲之间发生了很多事情。It's
important to know that Michal was the second daughter of Saul and was given to him as a prize of war.
我们要记得米甲是扫罗第二年长的女儿，她嫁给大卫是作为战争的赏赐。It
makes for an interesting set of in-laws.
这个关系本身就比较有意思。No
doubt that the pressures of Saul and David's tumultuous relationship caused undue pressures on their marriage.
毋庸置疑，大卫和扫罗之间动荡的关系给这个婚姻带来很多压力。And
as we think about our own relationships, I dare say that some of us might understand what that pressure looks like and feels like more than others.
我敢说，当我们审视我们自己的婚姻关系的时候，我们有时候就更能理解他们这个情况。But
the biggest thing to understand is that Michal wasn't just rejecting the idea of her husband.
但是重要的事情，我们需要理解的是，米迦不仅仅是就是不喜欢她丈夫的想法。
It wasn't that David really didn't know how to dance.
他鄙视大卫，并不是因为大卫不知道怎么跳舞。She
was rejecting the notion that God's presence would be with David's kingdom when God's presence had been removed from her father Saul's kingdom.
而是因为他不相信当神弃绝了他父亲扫罗的王国之后，会与大卫的王国同在。So
as she watched the celebration from a window, she despised Saul's actions.
所以当他从这个窗户看到这个整个庆典的时候，他就鄙视大卫的行为。Maybe
she was thinking that David was flaunting his personal victory, when in reality, David was celebrating the opportunity to finally worship God without the encumbrance of fear.
也许他想大卫只是在炫耀他个人的胜利，而事实上， 大卫在庆祝有机会，他可以不用惧怕来到神的面前来敬畏他，来敬拜他。What
I think is impressive is David's desire to stand before the nation with little thought given to how other people might be viewing him.
最后让我真正印象深刻的是，大卫愿意在整个国家面前站立去敬拜神，而不思考别人怎么样想他。As
I thought more about that in my personal life, I can't count the times where I've felt inhibitions to worship God because of how that might come across to the people who are standing or sitting around me.
当我想我自己的人生的时候，我就知道有无数次我都是因为在乎旁边的人怎么感受，而无法全心全意的敬拜神。Whether
it's desiring to lift my hands as I sing, or maybe to shed a tear as I speak or respond, or maybe to fall on my knees in brokenness, it seems right to be engulfed in the presence and the purpose of God in my life.
这可能是有时候我唱诗的时候不敢举起双手，也可能是在人面前我不愿意抹去眼泪， 还可能是在破碎中，我不敢双膝下拜。而事实上，在这种情况下，当神的同在使我们失去自我，我们而不在乎别人的感受的时候，应该是无可指责的。
It seems it should be okay for me to lose myself in the crowd as I focus on worshiping God.
其实当我们在人群之中，我们失去了自我，全心全意敬拜神，并没有什么错误。
This is something I've gotten a little bit better at, as I have gotten older, to care less about the response of others to my priority of worshiping God.
现在我年纪大了，我应该是说能够更能够把这方面做得更好。我越来越多的把敬拜的优先次序放在神身上，而不是在意周围的人对我的感受。
In reality, what better example can I give my kids than to show the depth and the importance of my relationship with God?
让我进一步想一想，还有什么比我全心全意的敬拜给我的孩子能够做出我和神之间关系的最深刻和重要的榜样。
So if my kids walk in and they see me praying on my knees, or if they see me raising my hands in worship or showing emotion as I talk about people who live without the hope of Christ, what have I lost?
你说如果我的孩子当他们看到我跪在地上祷告，或者看到我举起双手敬拜，或者看到我感情激动地讨论人们是如何需要基督里的盼望，那我又失去了什么？因为这些
？Do they see me as silly or emotional？
他们难道会认为我很愚蠢，或者是我很感情化
？Or do they see a man, a leader, who truly believes and responds to the word of God in the person of Jesus？
或者是他们可能会看到一个人，一个领袖能够真正相信神的话语和基督的呼召。
My stoicism gets me nothing, but my passion can punctuate everything.
我的无动于衷不会给我带来任何东西，但我的激情却可以准确地表达这一切。
As leaders, we need to give a holistic view to our relationship with God so that we can be transparent.And authentic models of how the Lord meets us in the midst of both our victories and our defeats.
所以作为领袖，我们需要全面的审视我们和神的关系，以至于我们可以在无论成功和失败之中，都能公开的、诚实的做神在我们中间的见证和榜样。
It's this transparency and this authenticity that is the bridge to the gospel.
就是这种真实，让我们能看到福音的真谛。
It's not the perception of being in control.
而不是我们自己控制了一切的这种感觉。
A third trait of a leader that's after God's own heart is a leader who is a man, who isn't a man of revenge.
第三个品格是一个合神心意的领袖，应该是一个不记仇的人。
As David's leadership in the kingdom progressed, he consolidated more and more power.
当大卫在以色列国的领袖地位进一步稳固的时候，他获得了更多的、越来越多的权力。
And as we'll see here in just a few moments, power usually corrupts leaders.
当我们进一步看的时候，一会儿我们会谈到权力带来腐败。
But in 2 Samuel 9, David made an incredible inquiry.
但是在撒母耳记下九章，大卫做了一个不可思议的请求。
He says,Here it says, and David says, is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
大卫问说，扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
There's no way for us in a more modern context to understand the outlandish nature of this request.
因为我们现代社会的人可能是无法理解这个要求有多么古怪。
Throughout all of history, new rulers have consolidated power by purging others who have claims to their throne.
在整个贯穿整个历史之中，新的统治者往往都是除掉那些可能威胁或者获取王位的人，以巩固自己的权力。
But David's heart was set on blessing and not revenge.
但大卫却去祝福而不是复仇。
We know of David's friendship with Jonathan.But we later learn that Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth, who was only 5 years old when Jonathan died.
我们知道大卫和约拿丹之间的友谊。那我们后面知道约拿丹有一个叫米非波设的儿子，当他五岁的时候，约拿丹就死了。
And as David became king, Mephibosheth, who is crippled from an accident, was hidden away from the king's knowledge because of the common practice of those days.
当大卫做王的时候，这个扶了腿瘸了腿的这个瘸了腿的米非波设，就因为我们众所周知的原因躲避大卫。
So David, in kindness to the memory of his dearest friend, David asked who was still around that he could bless.
作为大卫作为他对他最好朋友的纪念，就问他到底可以祝福谁呢？
And when he found out that Mephibosheth was still alive, he sent for him to come to the kingdom, to the capital.
当他发现米非波设还活着的时候，那就派人去寻找他，把他领到京城来。
Now for us, we can simply looking back in time read this story without much concern.
对我们而言，我们可以回顾那个时代，可以毫无顾虑的读这个故事。
But think about this request, this invitation to come to David from Mephibosheth's perspective.
但是你想想，作为米非波设而言他躲了一段时间以后得到国王的传唤。
Hidden away safely for a while, now Mephibosheth gets a summons to see the king.
躲了这一段时间以后，然后国王来叫他。
He didn't know David, but I'm certain that he had known, had heard more about David's relationship with his grandfather Saul than he had about David's relationship with his father Jonathan.
他不了解大卫，但我确定他很了解大卫和他祖父的关系。这个他对这方面的了解要远远多于大卫和他父亲约拿丹的关系。
And what was his response to the invitation?
他会怎样回应这个邀请？
Well, we can't know everything that he was feeling, but we get a couple of hints.
好吧，那我们无法知道他每一个感受，但是我们从圣经中可以隐约看见。
Further in the passage, we read about his response.
那我们从圣经中可以看到他的反应。
Said, and Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold, I am your servant. And David said to him, Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. And I will restore to you all of the land of Saul, your father, and you shall eat at my table always.
扫罗的孙子约拿丹的儿子米非波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米非波设。”米非波设说：“仆人在此。”大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿丹的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。”
Mephibosheth must have been really afraid to come into David's presence.
米非波设一定是很担心要去见大卫这件事情。
And he falls on his face and says, I'm your servant.
你可以看到他伏地叩拜说仆人在此。
But in a great surprise, David says, do not fear.
但是对他来说非常惊奇是大卫开始就说你不要怕。
To the degree that Mephibosheth must have feared for his life, David doubled the blessing that was bestowed upon him.
你可以想象米非波设对他性命的担忧可能要远远的两倍于他在意大卫如何会祝福他。
He didn't just give him all the land that belonged to Jonathan, he gave him all the land that had previously belonged to Saul.
但大卫没有仅仅是给了米非波设所有这个属于约拿丹的土地，而是给了他所有属于扫罗的土地。
And he was given honor before the king, where formerly he was hiding from the king.
他之前躲藏，现在却在王眼前蒙恩。
And he was finally giving access, full access, to both the king and the kingdom.
他给予这个国，面见这个国王和整个王国的这个权利。
This story has some really strong themes that should sound pretty familiar to our own experience with God.
这个故事应该和我们个人经历神有很多相通之处。
Just like Mephibosheth, we were aligned by blood to an opposing kingdom.
就像米非波设一样，我们印着血气反对神。
living in exile in fear of God's judgment.
我们从前流浪，惧怕神的审判。
Being surprised by the forgiving nature of the King who wants to bless.
我们惊讶于基督这位王，他的宽恕和怜悯和祝福。
And being made part of God's kingdom, really being treated as an adopted son with full access to the King.
我们作为神的王国，最后我们作为神的王国的一部，神的国的一部分。我们可以作为神的儿女，坦然无惧地来到这位王的面前。
But all of this started with David's desire to extend grace and kindness as a leader, where he could have used his power and his position to do evil.
但是这些一切都开始于大卫作为一个领袖，当他可以用他的权力和地位来做恶事的时候，却愿意给予恩典和良善。
How are we doing with extending grace to others who have or who could cause us problems? And how quickly would we move to revenge if we just had the power to make it happen?
So, 所以我们要思考，我们在给那些为我们带来困扰的人这方施恩这方面做得怎么样？我们一旦掌权，是否就立刻进行报复？
David gives us the example of a leader who stewards his power and his resources to bring about reconciliation.
大卫给我们树立了一个榜样，一个领导者应该用权力和资源带来和解。
He's a leader who makes the first move to kindness and not to revenge.
作为一个领导者，首先要做的是恩慈，而不是复仇。
But we find that David didn't always make the right choices.
但是我们知道大卫并不是总是做了正确的选择。
And that's what leads us to our last point.
那我们要看最后一点。
A leader after God's own heart is a leader who confesses his sins.
一个合神心意的人，一个合神心意的领袖需要承认他的罪。
Of all the great things that David did, none of them are able to eclipse the story of him and Bathsheba.
无论大卫做了多少伟大的事情，这些事情都无法改变他和别十八的这个事情。
And the historical narrative in 2 Samuel covers all of the details of what David did wrong.
撒母耳记下十一章作为历史详细的记载，大卫是如何犯罪的。
We find out he didn't go out to war with the rest of the army.
我们首先发现他并没有和他的军队一起去征战。
He was peeping down on Bathsheba while she was taking a bath.
然后就是他偷窥别西巴洗澡。
He used his kingly power to coerce a powerless woman.
然后他用作为王的权力去胁迫一个无力的女子。
Both mistreating and murdering Uriah to achieve his own personal agenda.
然后他作为个人的目的，为了他个人的目的，苦待和杀害了乌利亚。
And making other people complicit in his sin.
而且让别人和他同谋这个罪恶。
But it's in David's own reflections made public, which we know as the Psalms,where we get one of the most powerful traits of a leader after God's own heart, and that's brokenness.
但是这一切之后，大卫在诗篇中，把他自己的反思来公开，让我们可以看到一个合神心意的领袖，一个最重要的品格，就是破碎自己。
It's hard for me to remember sometimes that this incredibly tough warrior was also this sensitive poet and songwriter.
有时候我们很难记得这个大能的勇士大卫，他也是一个很富于情感的诗人和作曲家。
And while others who wrote about David included his personal and national sin, David himself penned one of the most heartfelt confessions of the King of Israel.
当别人记载了大卫他个人和以色列整个国家的罪的时候，大卫他自己写下了作为以色列王最感人的告白。
Listen to what he said in Psalm 51.
我们来看看他在诗篇五十一篇中所写的。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。不要从我收回你的圣灵，求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
And that's just part of this beautiful psalm.
这只是这篇美妙的诗的一小部分。
David never intended to be the perfect king.
大卫从来没有想要做一个完美的国王。
And he did many other questionable acts that are recorded all through 1 and 2 Samuel.
在撒母耳记上下记载了很多他有待商榷的行为。
But in the midst of his rule, he confessed and he made things right.
但是他在他统治的期间，他认罪悔改，而且纠正错误。
I don't know for sure, but of all the things that David did as king, this confession might have made the deepest impact on the nation.
我不确定是不是大卫作为国王所做的所有的事情中，他的认罪悔改能够带来最深远的影响。
Because this, he reminds people that he led, the people that he led, that he was just like them, both sinful and in need of a savior.
因为从认罪悔改中，他提醒了人们，作为领袖，作为领袖，他和他们和所有的百姓一样，有罪性，而且需要一位救主。
I know that when I do things wrong, often my very first thought is, how can I get away with this?
那我知道，当我做错事情的时候，我第一个想法往往是我怎么能逃脱？
But like David, I want to think I'm sometimes above the rules or above the law.
就像大卫一样，我有时候想自己能够凌驾于规则和法律之上。
But I always need to remember that God already knows my heart and his judgment is always true.
但我总需要记得是神知道我的心，他的审判是永远真实的。
Going first to him to confess my sins and ask for forgiveness ultimately leads me to a better place of leadership.
我首先来到他的面前悔改认罪请求原谅，将是最终能使我成为一个更好的领袖的一个必要条件。
In reality, I don't need to be seen as bulletproof or perfect.
事实上我不需要证明自己是金刚不坏，永远正确。
As a leader, I need to be seen as broken and still useful.
作为一个领袖，我需要的是破碎自己，为神所用。
And confession is the pathway to keeping me connected with Jesus.
认罪悔改是我们和基督建立联系的重要途径。
Also like David, I don't always see the problems that I've created at first.
和大卫一样，我并不是总一开始就明白这些道理。
And I need a good friend like Nathan the prophet was for David to risk telling me of my shortcomings.
我需要一些好朋友，就像先知拿单对于这个大卫一样，需要那些朋友来冒险告诉我我做错了什么。
And honestly, I never like it.
诚实地说，我从来不喜欢。
But when I accept it, and I say I'm sorry, and I repair my relationships, I earn the privilege of being able to lead some more.
但当我愿意接受这些批评的时候，愿意说我错了，愿意恢复修复关系的时候，这样我才能得到作为领袖的权利。
How are you doing with being real regarding your struggles and sin before the Lord and confessing to the people you lead? And how are you doing it forgiving and restoring those who have confessed their shortcomings to you?
你是否愿意在神面前真实地承认你的罪和挣扎，并对被你领导的人们承认，你在宽恕和重建那些与你在你面前承认他们短处的人这上面做得怎么样？
As we close out this very long sermon of 10 points, I'm hoping that you will reflect on the life of David and find yourself somewhere in this story.
当我们结束这个长达十点的这个十点不同的品格的这个讲道的时候，我希望我们能够回想大卫的生活，从中找到我们自己。
Jesus deeply desires each one of us to make contributions to his kingdom as leaders of contributions of every size.
基督耶稣非常希望我们每一个人以不同的能力作为领袖，为神国而做贡献。
And the beginning point to accomplishing that goal is to be a leader after God's own heart who does all of his will.
我们能够做这样的事情，应该以作为一个合神心意的领袖， 去做合神心意的事情而开始。
Let me close in prayer. Father, thank you for how your word and the characters of the Bible that they illustrate so many things for us, that you have filled the pages not with perfect people, but with broken people, that every day we can see ourselves in those stories. I pray that as we all seek to be better leaders in your kingdom, people who are willing to step out and to serve others, to meet their needs, to teach them what we know, Father, and to be a good model and an example, Father, that we would do that with your spirit that lives within us. And though we fail, we're misunderstood, we're embarrassed, Father, we cause offense. Lord, that we would find ourselves continuing to confess before you, Lord, and still having that privilege of getting up and leading some more. And we want to do this to the honor and glory of your kingdom. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.